They're known as EMV cards, chip and pin cards, or smart cards. A small circuit board-like square is embedded on the face of the debit or credit card. Unlike the decades-old magnetic stripe technology, this one is very difficult for fraudsters to replicate. And as some frustrated travelers have learned, smart cards are now the only kind accepted in some parts of Europe. The U.S. has been slower to change, in part because of the expense of converting such a huge market. Tammy Flieger is the vice president of operations at the Spokane Teachers Credit Union in Eastern Washington.
It's kind of been the chicken and the egg thing. You know, it doesn't make sense for us to upgrade our cards until merchants can accept it, and merchants don't want to upgrade their terminals until they have the card.
But Flieger says the credit union will start issuing the chip cards in 2014. A spokeswoman for Seattle-based Washington Federal says it's also ready to issue the cards as soon as standards for the U.S. market are finalized. Incidents like the one at Target and a similar security breach at a chain of Northwest grocery stores are highlighting the vulnerability of magnetic stripe data. Experts say the U.S. will become a bigger target for this kind of crime as it becomes one of the last countries to still use the old technology. Major credit card companies are pushing merchants and banks to make the switch by October of 2015. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.